This recording, Iran 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bait the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Tehran, and in a middle-class family. My mom never worked. My mom was at home, and we were 6 children. Just going to school and having lots of fun. And by the time I went to college there, I studied English literature, and by the time I finished college, I met Nick, and we married. Well, I came here, and then I went back home, and we married, and then we came back here, 7, 8. One thing that I think I was very, very young, it's amazing. Sometimes you remember some spots in your life. I remember we were in a live theater with my mom and my sister, my older sister. And my mom, my dad, my brother, and my older sister, there were just 3 kids at the time. And I believe I was under 3 years old. That's what my mom said. And I remember that I saw something that was funny, and so I started clapping. And my sister was so excited that she grabbed me and she kissed me. And she never did that before, and I was just so surprised that she kissed me. And I remember that when I tell my mom said, "You were probably 1 or 1.5 years old." back in Iran, learning English was like more like with British accent and French accent mixed, because lots of teachers were French.